Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. This is Abdul Nasser Jengda and you're listening to the Qalam podcast. Qalam is an organization dedicated to making Islamic knowledge accessible for everyone. Alhamdulillah, the month of Ramadan is a very beautiful and powerful opportunity for learning and spiritual growth in the life of a Muslim. Therefore, Qalam has put together amazing resources for you and your family, your community to benefit from in the month of Ramadan, from a webinar on how to prepare to recitation of the entire Quran, the meaning and the message of the whole Quran, the du'as from the Quran, special webinars and events in regards to the Battle of Badr, the last 10 nights and Laylatul Qadr, and so much more. We're very excited and happy to bring you all of this Ramadan programming. Be a part of the good work that we are doing at Qalam, educating Muslims, educating people all around the world by going to supportqalam.com. Donate, contribute, give generously, and have your share in the Sadaqa Jariya and the amazing work that is going on. Supportqalam, QALAM.com. Jazakumullahu khairan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Thank you so much, everyone, for joining us for our du'as from the Quran Ramadan series. Every day of Ramadan, alhamdulillah, trying to connect ourselves to the Quran by learning some of the du'as from the Quran, alhamdulillah. Thank you so much for joining us. This particular program is this du'a series is brought to you by Penny Appeal USA. Since 2016, Penny Appeal has been committed to fighting poverty and need. They have provided aid in the midst. They have provided aid in the midst of emergencies, supported orphans, provided warm meals, helped give medical assistance all over to families all over Asia, the Middle East, Africa, and even right here at home. Penny Appeal USA has helped over a million, since then, Penny Appeal USA has helped over a million people around the world and empowered communities around the world. And so take out some time, look into Penny Appeal, help them out so that they can help other people. You know, this is the month of giving. So be a part of that cycle of giving, inshallah ta'ala. And so now let's move on, inshallah ta'ala, to our dua from the Quran, inshallah ta'ala. Today, brothers and sisters, I'm going to be going over a very, very beautiful dua from the Quran. I mean, all of the duas from the Quran have a special beauty to them. Hopefully we can connect to this one dua, inshallah, today. We're going to be looking, as you can see on the screen, at verse number 201 from Suratul Baqarah. And in this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَقُولُ رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. This is a dua that many, many Muslims have heard before. It's a commonly recited dua. But today I hoped in this 15 minutes to go deeper into this dua and kind of help us understand this dua on a deeper level, inshallah ta'ala. In order to truly understand this dua, you actually have to go back a few verses to get the context in which this verse was revealed and placed in the Quran. Prior to this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the Hajj, the virtues of the Hajj, some of the actions of the Hajj, and things like that around the Hajj. And immediately after the Hajj, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the virtues of dhikr, the virtues of remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, glorifying Allah, subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. We know these are phrases that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam loved. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was once asked, like, what is the best deed? What is the best deed that a person can busy themselves in? And one of the times that Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he responded that your tongue remain moist in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then after mentioning Hajj, and then after mentioning dhikr, Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then mentions dhikr again, but then focuses on the fact that your dhikr of Allah, your remembrance of Allah, should take priority over everything. Your dhikr of Allah should take priority over every single thing. Then after that comes dua. Then after that comes dua. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the virtues of dua, the importance of dua. And then he talks about two different types of people, which are mentioned in this verse, in the verse right before. But before we go into this verse, I want us to see the beautiful connection between all of these verses. See, Hajj is an ibadah. And the role of ibadah is about suppressing the nafs and getting and removing all of the darkness out of the heart. All of the darkness is suppressed and removed by and through the ibadah. And that is why we feel so much closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the month of Ramadan. So the first thing that's mentioned is this ibadah, which the function of which is to remove a lot of the darkness and suppress the nafs. And then what comes next? As I mentioned, dhikr. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the thing that brings nur to the heart, the things that brings light to the heart, which is the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ala bi dhikrillahi tatma'innu al-qulub. It is through the remembrance of Allah that the hearts are given solace and peace and tranquility, right? The dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then after that, making the dhikr of Allah greater than anything else, about completely being absorbed in the remembrance of Allah. After that, now look at the order. We mentioned ibadah, then we mentioned a dhikr, and then what do we mention next? Dua. Why is this order so important? Because that's the best dua, as is mentioned in so many ahadith and so many different books of hadith and tafsir, that the best type of dua is the dua that comes after dhikr. The best type of dua is the dua that comes after dhikr, right? And that's part of the formula that the Prophet ﷺ taught us when it comes to making dua. So this verse that we're looking at comes right after all of these verses that really focus on leading us up to making dua, right? That's what's happening here. All of these verses are leading to this pinnacle, like high point of ibadah. And what is that high point? It is dua. A dua mukhul ibadah. Like dua is the course, the essence. It's the essence of all worship is dua, supplication. And so now that we look at supplication, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in these two verses, verse 200 and 201, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us what? That there are two types of people. There are two types of people. One, the first type of people are those who, when they make dua, their dua is solely focused on this world, gaining more of the dunya. Give me more of whatever is from this world. Oh Allah, give me more of it. Give me more of it. Give me more of it. وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَقُولُ رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا. Oh Allah, just give me more of this world. Give me more of this dunya. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions a second type of people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says there's another category. وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَقُولُ رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that there are those who they aren't exclusively focused on the dunya in their du'as, but rather they realize that their du'a is also part of seeking their akhirah. Now you may be thinking, well, what about the third category? There must be a third category. There must be those who only use their du'a for the hereafter. They only use their du'a for the hereafter. Imam Razi, Fakhruddin al-Razi, he says something very interesting about this category. He says that it's actually not recommended for a person to only use their dua for the hereafter. That's it. And the reason is because here's the key. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made us all dependent upon Him. And there are many ways in which we are dependent upon Him. Of course, we are dependent on Him for our felicity and our success in the hereafter. But there are so many aspects of our worldly life that we are utterly and truly dependent upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at every single moment. And so Fakhruddin al-Razi, he says, look, the actual deen, the actual like purpose of the dua is for you to realize and express your need before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And whatever means you use to establish and show that need before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it gains you the objective of showing your dependency upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I hope that makes sense. In fact, Imam Razi, he narrates that once the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we're talking about someone who doesn't use dua to help their dunya at all. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this hadith is narrated by Anas radiallahu ta'ala an. He says that, you know, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he had this habit. Like, he would often go visit sick people. Like, this was a daily thing that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did. This wasn't once in a month. This wasn't once in a week. This was daily. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if there was someone sick, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would make sure and find out about that person and go and see them, sit next to them, make dua for them. And so the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as per his daily routine, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he goes to this community. He goes to this one brother who's been sick for a while. And this person has been perpetually sick, and like serious sickness as well. And so he goes to visit him, and he's sitting next to him, and he asks the man, he says, did you make some type of dua prior to you getting sick? The Prophet felt there was something extra going on, because this man wasn't sick like on a normal basis. This was abnormally sick. And so the Prophet said, hey, is there any dua that you've been making? And the man said, yeah, actually there was. The Prophet he said, well, what was that dua? He said, I actually made dua to Allah that, oh Allah, punish me in this world for my sins. Don't punish me in the hereafter. When the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, Subhanallah. When he heard this, he just immediately said, he's like, Subhanallah. Innaka lan tutiq. You can't take that. You can't take that. It will destroy you. He said, rather, let me teach you something. Make this dua. Rabbana atina fid dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana wa qina adhaban nar. O Allah, we ask you for the good of this world and the good of the hereafter, and protect us from the hellfire. As if to mention our dua for the protection of the hereafter twice almost. Now, one last thing I want to mention, and that is why is making dua exclusively for the dunya not the best thing to do? Like Allah mentions the first group of people, they only ask for the dunya, and he speaks in a rather harsh way about those people. So the question is, why is that so bad? Well, some of the scholars mentioned that the reason why it's so bad is because it shows a lack of priority for the hereafter in one's thinking. And for a believer, listen, brothers and sisters, in order to get through the difficult times of life, and in order to be humble in the blessed times of life, there is one common anchoring factor that we must have. And that is our belief that we're returning back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person that has that in the back of their mind, constantly in the back of their mind, that I'm returning to Allah, I'm on a journey, I'm returning to Allah, I'm returning to Allah. The low moments aren't so low, because this is a short time. This is quick, bro. This is quick. We're going to get through this. This will be over before you know it. That's for those going through the difficult times. And what about those going through the beautiful times of ease and luxury, and everything's happening the way they thought it should happen? Well, guess what? Remembering the akhirah will humble you a little bit to remember this is all from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the problem that lies in a person that exclusively makes their dua for the dunya is that they show a lack of priority for something that is the most important aspect of a believer's life. And that, brothers and sisters, is definitely the belief that we're going to return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So there you have it, brothers and sisters. That's our dua for the day. Rabbana atina fid dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana wa qina adhaban nar. Brothers and sisters, Ramadan is a month of dua. That's why we're doing this session. That's why we're doing this month-long session on du'as from the Quran. Why? Because du'a is the silah of the mu'min. It's the weapon of the mu'min. It's how we strike against the nafs. We strike against all of those evils out there through du'a. So as you make du'a this month, make du'a with this du'a. Oh Allah, give us the good of this world and the good of the hereafter. وَقِنَا عَذَابِ النَّارِ, and protect us from the fire. And remember, that the needs of your dunya are also a gateway to your closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as well. But as you make du'a for your dunya, just remember the most important du'a is the du'a that when it comes to our resurrection, we stand on the right side of things. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from us all, inshallah. Thank you so much for joining us. Join us tomorrow, every day of the month, to bring these sessions to you guys. Thank you so much. Jazakumullahu khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.